Do you think that she absolutely would not take chemotherapy under any circumstance, or maybe her bar would just be a little bit higher than the average patient?
I told her initially that the available data suggested that broadly for node negative ER positive patients that the absolute improvement was about 4% for disease-free survival and a little bit less than that for overall survival based on her overall profile. I ran the adjuvant online, showed her those numbers, and her attitude was basically one of, well, it's got to be better than that for me to take chemotherapy. So we discussed the oncotype and that the patients with high recurrence score on that assay really derive substantially larger benefits than that 4%, 28% absolute in the B20 study. And she agreed that if that information were available, then she would, in a sense, reluctantly go ahead with chemotherapy. And I think that's an important element. You do need to decide before you order the test, are the results going to alter how we manage the patient potentially, which was the case here.
So you got the oncotype on her?
Yeah, she came back with an intermediate score of about 20, and so for her that said no to chemotherapy, and we then had the discussions about hormonal therapy options with her history of the stroke and the fibromyalgia. So
if it had been high, do you think she would have accepted chemotherapy?
I think so. I mean, she came the first time and we talked about things, and I think I got the sense that she was going to go and kind of look around and confirm that what I was saying was out there, and I think she found it and was comfortable then relying on that to help her with her decision.
Just a quick question, the Hope, in your experience, when you see these patients, and we'll talk about the Taylor X trial that actually would be involved here, but just a non-protocol situation, when you see women, younger women like this with an intermediate score, this case 20, they usually want chemo or not?
You know, I think it's really 50-50. It depends on the patient themselves. And again, I have the same kind of conversation where if they're absolutely sure they're not going to get chemotherapy, you know, you might choose hormone therapy before the test. But I have to say that because in Taylor or X, the idea is you randomize to either chemo or not with hormone therapy, either approach is currently acceptable. So it's very much the patient and how risk averse they are. And you can really get a very good sense with meeting for a patient a couple of times about where they really fall. The patients don't want to have any regrets. And patients who are very risk averse in this setting will often offer a regimen like TC, docetaxel and cyclophosphamide.
And avoiding the anthracycline and potential risk in terms of leukemia and heart disease.